podcast arise.
Hello everyone and welcome to Lost in Appalachian Mon, episode 50. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this time we watched Digimon Universe Appy Monsters, episode 50, The Bond of Hope. Haru and Gaiamon! Yeah. Favorite bits, what were they? Give me them now.
That was kind of aggressive.
I'm the host. I'm meant to be, you know, yeah, right?
Not necessarily.
No, I try. I feel like this.
Yeah. Well, one of us has to be energetic, right?
That's true. We need at least one.
Just don't go to the Magic the Gathering pre-releases at midnight.
No, shut up. They're the best. Just don't make me record the next day.
Fight me.
I had a good time. I won most of my
games. I'm glad. I'm very proud of you.
So, the best part of this episode. Honestly, it was such a big fight-heavy episode of, like, I attack you and you attack me. What do I like?
The thing is, I liked this episode, but I can't really say that anything was my favorite bits. It was an episode. It was a good episode.
It was fun.
It wasn't an amazing episode, and it wasn't like, it probably wasn't as good as the last episode.
I think the problem with it was that there was nothing in it that surprised you at all.
No, it was very much like, this is the progression that I expected to happen.
Yeah, it was a functional episode of like, okay, we gotta get through this before like the end can happen. And I'm interested to know how the end works.
Yeah, it's very much like build up to the final boss, which, you know what, is fine. And this doesn't make this episode bad. It makes it necessary. We had to get, you know, the final god evolution out of the way. We had to say, what is Leviathan doing? Oh, he's eating the god Digimon. And it shows why Yujin wanted to activate Haru's ability to get the god Atmon. It's why Leviathan basically threw the ultimate four at them, saying, just have them.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair enough. I'll reel it in from the start, which is when he eats Deusmon, and I've gone, why do the bad guys always eat their friends, right? Like, Myotismon did it, and Devimon does it. They always eat their friends. And this time, you see the purple glow, and you go, oh, he's powering up, like, a specific, he needs six of these things, and I kind of get it. And you're right, though. That totally has a flow-on effect of everything that Leviathan has done.
Yeah.
Has been done intentionally to power up the kids. And that's the consistent question in all of other Digimon is, why did the bad guy wait so long and allow the kids to evolve all their Digimon, which eventually led to the bad guy's defeat?
Yes.
And this is the first Digimon season that says, you know what? No, I wanted them to evolve. That was the plan. Because I knew that I'd be able to beat them anyway, and I need them to be this level.
Yeah, and it didn't show, you know, it was why we didn't see, you know, the usual reaction of the bad guy going, oh no, you're getting to the next level. And we had Yujin just smirking the whole time.
Yeah, Leviathan doesn't have reactions either way.
Yeah, so we have to have Yujin to be that human reaction of having, you know, smiling or emotion towards the evolution. And if you watch Yujin the whole time, he doesn't seem like upset that Haru's evolving. And he basically said last episode, yes, Haru, evolve to God.
I think what's interesting is if you think of this as a subtext of like a chess game between Leviathan and Minerva, where Leviathan is clearly of the opinion that they know all the moves that Minerva's going to make and is taking advantage of that. And I think in the next episode or the episode afterwards, we're going to find out that no, Minerva was sort of one step ahead the whole time. And we get a slight indication of that where Gaiamon sort of nods to Haru and says, don't worry.
Yeah, it's
cool
with
being eaten right now.
Yeah, and it's why Haru doesn't just collapse into a depression again, which is what he'd been like. I expect, like, oh no, we're just gonna have Haru collapse. And while I think that it was a fine reaction for him to have that, you know, completely collapse of a personality and just sort of like, oh my gosh, my best friend, and I thought that was reasonable. If he had that again, I'm just kind of like, okay, now it's getting annoying, because I don't want to see my main character just curled up in the fetal position for the last few episodes. And the fact that he has that look of knowing is just like, Haru has also evolved in a way.
My issue with that scene was not that he was, like, upset about his best friend. It was that he was upset and he says, I have no one now. I am totally alone. It's like, it's provably not true.
Yeah, like, he has Eri and he has Astra and he keeps on saying he's alone.
And Ray is also there.
Oh, yeah, all right, also Ray. But I feel like Ray's more like the older brother of the group.
I did say he has him. I said he's also there.
Yeah, he's also there. And I love Ray.
That was sort of that.
The episode was, it wasn't boring and it wasn't bad. It was, as we said, it was necessary. Like, this was a necessary episode, and it is quite good when you think about how everything leading up to this point has been Leviathan's plan. This was all according to Keikaku.
But that's not reflective of the quality of this episode. That's reflective of the quality of the season.
Yeah, and that's good. Like, shouldn't the last few episodes show you the quality of the season in its entirety?
I would have actually really liked if instead of some of the fighting time, Yujin had just, like, had a little bit of an evil monologue about all the times Leviathan intentionally let them win or intentionally let them live or went out of their way to not beat the kids.
I disagree. I think that doesn't need to be explained. I think that it... And we always say this when we've watched other seasons of Digimon is you don't have to explain everything. You don't have to you don't have to assume that your viewers just because their children are stupid. So you don't have to explain things. Let them think about things. And if you think about like, yeah, he threw the he threw this pawn at them who was in control of the Ultimate Four because he didn't want the Ultimate Four to win.
You don't need to explain everything, but this is like the big genius masterstroke of the whole season, and letting that go quietly is fine. Kind of cool, but I think that you could have had a really awesome moment there. And I guess it's really close to the end, but I think that you could have had a cool bit. I don't know, it could have been presented really well, especially before Haru shows up. And like, if you want Eri and Astra and Rei to have their like, oh no, we're defeated moment, that if Eugene gives them that speech,
yeah,
of like, you didn't make any progress, you didn't do anything right, you did it all because we let you, that's an more emotional moment than just like, oh, a bad thing happened, no.
But we assume that this is Leviathan's plan from the start. Every evolution that they've had, they've been given, basically,
which is awesome.
Yeah, it's like Taimon given. Imagine we found out, oh, by the way, Taimon was actually working for Leviathan.
Actually, you know what would be really cool?
What?
And this is another thing that would make perfect sense in this light. Minerva doesn't give you the Apple drives ever.
Leviathan does.
Well, that's Leviathan. The 7 code band, Leviathan did that.
Yeah.
All of this was the plan.
What if there is no, you know, quote unquote Minerva? What if, yes, there was originally.
No, but there is, though. It's in the preview.
For the next episode, yes. But if
we know that now.
Yes, but what if that's just us finding out, oh, it was Leviathan the whole time?
What, he's the grandpa?
No, what I'm saying...
Who told him about Minerva that he made?
Maybe there was a Minerva, but Leviathan did split from this, but then Leviathan ate Minerva.
It doesn't make a difference. That doesn't change anything.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. What if... We always assumed Minerva chose them. Leviathan's from Minerva.
Yeah.
So that's why they could have the Minerva band, because Leviathan, I guess, is inherently Minerva.
Yeah. I can't remember. What made us assume that Minerva gave it to them?
The show told us.
What do you mean? Who said it?
I think they just said, oh, I've got the Minerva band. We'll give... I think Dantemon, maybe?
I don't remember.
Oh, no, Taimon and the grandpa, I think, said, oh, and you were chosen by Minerva or something, but no one... Okay, when the show told us, it was just people telling us. They could be wrong. They could be completely wrong under this assumption of like, oh yes, Minerva chose them and Minerva gave them the band.
Because that would explain the last problem about Eugene, and it would explain it really well. Like, all of that ties together in a really cool package,
yeah,
of Leviathan was playing them like chess pieces the entire time.
Like, I hope that's the case, but I doubt it, because I just feel like that's too much. That would
solve another problem!
Which one?
It would solve the why do virus Atmon only show up around the kids? They don't show up anywhere else that the kids just aren't around for. Yeah, and
we always comment, I'm like, well, gee, this... it sort of is convenient. It's like the Harry Potter problem of, hey, how come whenever there's a problem it's always you three?
Yeah,
it's the protagonist. Like, oh, the protagonist has that charm that just attracts all the bad guys.
It would make so much sense if Leviathan's like, no, here you go, it's these for you, this is the best. If this is intentional,
look, I want that to be intentional, but I highly doubt it. I just feel like after watching Digimon, and I love Digimon, don't get me wrong, I love Digimon, it's the best thing ever for me and I enjoy watching it, but I don't think that something so like complex and such a mind-blowing twist has ever come from Digimon. And if they do that, this what I'm saying now, if we just called it, that makes Atmon the best season of Digimon.
Absolutely.
And
everyone else Tri is garbage, Tamers is garbage, all of Digimon's garbage compared to this, which builds up the best twist that has ever existed.
And of course,
if it's intentional.
If it's not intentional, and we're just looking into it because that's what we do, I still feel like Atmon could pull something out to make it the best season. And at the moment, it's already up high as one of the best seasons, but I feel like if it had something on that level, then it would go on to be the best season, because that is something that's just... When we just say, oh, it's just a kid's show, so you can't expect much. If that comes out of it, it's the best season of Digimon.
So unfair.
What do you mean so unfair? It's
they got
good
writers. What is the rest of Digimon going to do?
See, I think that all the tri-hype funded Atmon, and they bought good writers.
Tri-hype. More like tripe.
More like...
We're on the Atmon train, son.
More like get millennials to spend lots of money so you can fund this show for children.
I'm so glad you funded it, because we'd never got here without you.
Yeah. I am the real MVP. But no, Digimon though? Atmon? Better than Digimon.
Yeah, absolutely. If that happens.
Of course, I'm still open to the idea of Atmon just ending and being just like, the ending being so bad, it becomes sort of like a...
Just okay pooping season. Itself to death in the last two episodes?
Yeah.
That's kind it's of amazing. It's
been done before.
In the last two episodes.
I think Frontier's ending wasn't that bad compared to the rest of it.
No, like Frontier's ending was just as bad as the rest of it is the problem. It was really bad when Lucimon did the thing, but that was like four episodes from the end.
Yeah, okay, good point.
Right? We're in the like true home stretch.
I would love that theory that we just come up with, well, mainly you, that, yeah, Leviathan chose them, it was never Minerva.
It makes everything make sense, except the Shadow Apley Driver. No, but the one thing it does make more sense about that
what?
Is that if Leviathan's the one giving out Apley Drives, then give it to anyone. Like, that would make more sense if that was the case.
I'm just, now I've come up with that theory, I'm just like, I'm really upset because... From what I've experienced with Digimon before, I don't think that they've ever had something that good, and I don't think whatever the big reveal is, or if there is one, I don't think it'll be that good. And that's really sad, because I want it to be an amazing show, and because it deserves it.
And see, this is why we needed a speech about it, right? You don't need to explain everything, but if it's all left to the audience being like, is that what it was? Just tell us. Just say, yes, it was. It is within the realm of the bad guy's situation to say, I outsmarted all of you, feel crushed now. That's fine.
But what if we are looking far too deep into this children's show? What if it ends just like, oh, it's a children's show, it's not too deep?
It had to be that Leviathan engineered a situation where they would end up with the god-type Aplimon. It had to be the case. Because of the, he needs to eat six of them. And that was always the plan.
Eugen knew Gaimon's name before
they
evolved. It wasn't the case of like, oh, the analyzer said what his name was. The Apley driver yelled out his name. Or anyone said, oh, that's Gaimon. He said, and Gaimon, before the evolution happened.
Yeah.
Which means that he had this extra bit of knowledge, which was
so
what it makes.
There is 20%... Of the theory is already definitively true, and it's all about whether or not the preceding 80% that makes the so like that makes the last couple of episodes all according to Keikaku.
Yeah.
But what if every episode was according to Keikaku? Oh.
That's why that would make it the best season of Digimon if all of this, because that's what a finale should be, right? A finale should be payoff for the whole season, and everything that happened throughout the season should relate to what happens in the last episode, and that doesn't often happen.
It's so fascinating, the idea that every step you took towards the bad guy, every time you thought you had any sort of advantage whatsoever, was just handed to you. It's fine. Here you go.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Because often we said, well...
Because wouldn't Leviathan be way stronger than this?
Yeah, well, also, we had... How many times did we say, it's plot convenient, but sort of you can let it slide because of this reason, this reason, this reason? What if it just, we were wrong? There was not this reason, this reason, this reason. It wasn't just plot convenient. It was purposely convenient. It wasn't, so it wasn't so much plot convenient as Leviathan was just playing them the whole time.
And that sort of backs up the like, oh yeah, we release Hajime, you know, completed.
Yeah, task completed.
Yeah. So that's part of it. And like Hajime, what does he accomplish? He gets them to Bootmon. Who, Leviathan doesn't need to he needed to kill him?
He needed to get the chip to aptly fuse him with Shutmon.
Right.
To get Rebootmon.
Oh, no, he did need to do that. But okay, remember, so it was sort of what we thought it was.
Jay, Coachmon also worked for Leviathan.
Well, what did Coachmon do?
Merged with Doskamon and became Ujamon.
I mean, oh, so are you saying that all of the Ultimate Four intentionally got fused so that...
No. Coachmon's not an Ultimate Four. Coachmon was working with Mienumon and was one of, like, the first bit of bosses.
Yeah, I know that, but to make the gods, right, you have to give them the Ultimate Four?
Well, not just the Ultimate Four, but the ones before that. So Taimon, Dizipmon.
Yeah, but Taimon and Dizipmon were randoms.
Well, Taimon had some plot. No, the most random was Dreammon.
No, Dizipmon was just on a weird planet in, like, nowhere.
Yeah, he had some plot with Ray before when he first came up and he lost to Dizipmon.
Maybe.
But the point is, Coachmon worked for Leviathan.
Yeah, I mean, I think that stuff was all independent.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, even if... It's not that Coachmon needed to say, hey, it's me, you can have me now. It was more if you had to fight him, because that was what was going to happen otherwise.
Yeah.
If you'd fought him, you still would have had him. So that would have happened regardless. But I think the idea of, oh, we fed you the Ultimate Four intentionally one by one so that they would all lose.
And that's why they didn't just, like... Remember when they were really strong, when they were all fighting together as the four? Remember how then they just decided to split up into their own areas?
And they let the kids go so they wouldn't die?
And then, you know, know, they didn't kill the kids. They were going to. And then Eugen said, don't worry, I've got this. It was
And then they all leave at the portal. And Eugen's like, hey, guys. So, okay, I'll go over here and pretend to be in chains. And you take some video. And then,
And Nightmon, we've got him. This is my prisoner.
Yeah.
It was all because to drive the kids to think that it was all genuine. And they were all getting the ultimate four so they could fuse to their Godmon. It's just...
It's really fascinating thinking back to that moment and thinking the only person in the room who didn't know what was going on was Naito.
Yeah.
And you know, though, the Ultimate Four might not have known what was going on in the possibility in the universe where they don't want to die. They don't want to get killed and get taken over.
Yeah.
So they thought it was all real, right? And then they... Like, everyone was on board and Eugen knew everything.
Yeah.
Which is really weird as well. I don't know. What's funny about Eugen is he was under no threat whatsoever, because if he died, he would just be in a different robot body.
Yeah, and remember, Knight said, oh, for some reason, Leviathan doesn't want to kill him.
Yeah, which makes perfect sense now.
Yeah, we said at the time, we were like, well, we know that something's up with Eugen.
Yeah, about Eugen.
It turns out that it was exactly what we thought it would be, like, oh yeah, he's a robot.
Literally, he's just a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this, it has every potential to be the best Digimon thing that exists.
Yes.
And that's hilarious, because some people fall away because of the premise.
Yeah, and I really hope that we are right.
I love how we just fan theoried for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, but guess what? I think that makes interesting listening. But as we said, this episode wasn't bad. It wasn't amazing. You know, it didn't have all these things that we fanned about, but it was necessary. And I think after talking about this episode, I enjoyed it more, because I'm like, oh my gosh, what if everything was according to Keikaku, right?
Yeah, and I think that's that was really cool as a thought experiment. I don't think watching it was that interesting, though.
Yeah, but now we'll get to negatives, because I don't have any negatives. I didn't have any favorite bits, but I don't have any negatives. Like, Caught Up Man wasn't there, but that's not a negative. They didn't do any Googling, but was that relevant? I feel like everything was necessary, and I don't think there were any negatives. I think this was a fine episode for what it accomplished. Was fine. It's fine. Do you have negatives?
The only one that really bothers me is Eugen being completely 100% convinced. So no, Haru being completely 100% convinced. Oh yeah, I'll get Eugen back. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but that's just something that's from the last few episodes, and that's just his personality. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll be able to reprogram Eugen or merge him with Minerva, and he's good or something. I don't know.
I'm just saying, I would prefer that his character growth go in rather than I can definitely make the power of friendship work to being like, okay, the mature thing to do here is to accept that I might not be able to get him back. But the world is more important, and make a decision where mankind is more important than this friendship, which he has blatantly refused to do.
Well, you know what I kind of want, you know, Haru's stumbling towards Eugen. They've just had the big fight, and he's saying, Eugen, come back to me. And he's like crying, and he cries all over him.
And then Eugen's like, okay. And stumbles forward and stabs him in the chest with a knife.
And strangles him and said, why would you think that worked? And Haru's like, it's the power of Tomodachi. Okay, that's not the word friendship. That's just friend. I just can't remember.
The power of friend.
Is it? It's not Yujo, is it? No. I can't remember. What's the word for friendship? I want to remember it after this podcast. I'm going to hate myself.
Enjoy.
And I just subverts the whole power of friendship cures all. And I've mentioned this so many times, but I hate the power of friendship because I've never seen it done well. If it's done well, it's fine, but I've never seen it being done well. So if Atmon, prove me wrong. Atmon, like, prove me wrong again. Prove me wrong from when I read the premise of the new season. I was like, this sounds bad, but I'll watch it anyway to support it. Prove me wrong again. Do it well. Just don't do it then. If you can't do it well, don't do it.
Okay.
But my point is, I don't have any negatives about this episode.
I feel like it was too bland to have a lot of negatives. Oh, Caught Up Man didn't show up. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I said. But
and it was so easy, just having floated through the air, really. No!
But the point is, this episode, bland but necessary, right? Also,
pretty much, yeah.
Our discussion is good.
Yeah.
Do we have any favorite characters? I like Eri. I always like Eri.
Ray,
when he lifted up his fringe, because he's like, everyone has L's on their head. And then he lifts up his fringe as if to like try to check, because he has the L too. Remember when our theory was Ray was the mysterious Apple driver?
Yeah, he's a friendo now.
He's friendo.
I'm trying to think who I care about like at all here. And the answer is like no one. Like there's no one stands out in any way.
Yeah, everyone's just sort of like, as I said, everything in this episode is necessary, right?
I
Yeah. We meet Gaimon, which is pretty cool. Gaimon's pretty cool design. Probably the best design, because he's not just like, let's just make him just gold. Gaimon actually has colours besides gold, and he's basically white.
And he's also red.
Yeah, and red. But that's because red and white have been sort of like Gatchmon's colours.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I didn't even make the connection, honestly.
But the thing is, all the other god types are gold. So he just kind of looks like the odd one out. It's like he's the white one. And I hope that's not why he's going to rip through Leviathan or something. I just... Be good. I'm just so worried. Ranking. I put this in between episode 48, which was It's Begun, the Humanity Application Plan, and episode 28, Apple Drive Duo Offmon Appears. So this is now 14th on the list, which is fine. It's, as I said, it's not as good as episode 49, which was 12th, and episode 48, which is 13th, but it's, as I said, it's not a fantastic episode, but it's completely necessary, so I'm not going to put it down any lower than that because it's necessary. However, it potentially could be the worst episode ever if all our discussion right now is completely wrong and it just turns out to be a bland ending.
No, it wouldn't be the worst episode ever. It would just be not as good as we thought.
Yes.
Because, again, it's 20% of the theory of... I want to call it the theory of best Digimon, right?
Yes.
It's 20% of the way filled up that bar. All they need to say is just, all of it was me, and also the Apple Drive, and like the L symbol throw on the Apple Drive. That can happen next episode. Oh, and that's it. 100%. And then they have to just finish reasonably well. And that's the end of it. That's the theory of best Digimon.
Yeah, which I hope, because I want that. And we, as a Digimon fandom, should always want every new season to be the best.
Then you get to enjoy Atmon being treated like V-Tamer for the rest of your life, meaning it will never get ever picked up in any form ever again.
The thing is, people always like, nothing will ever be as good as Tamers. I'm just like, yeah, that was like over 10 years ago. Why don't you want anything to be better than Tamers at this point?
Also, it was just fine. It's good bits to it, but boy, is it mostly compared to all that other crap.
Yeah, well, we're comparing with the other seasons, so yes, it's probably the best season of Digimon, but why don't people want to accept that Atmon could be better than it? Like, you want Digimon to improve, but no one wants Digimon to improve. They always want Tamers to be the best and anything else to be second best. And while Tamers is good and is really good compared to the other seasons of Digimon, I want something to surpass it. I want there to be a new fandom favorite. I think that every season should be better than the last. It's not, but I love Atmon, that's the point.
I believe you.
I believe in me too. Next week, we're watching episode 51, The Dream of Artificial Intelligence. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I dream of intelligence? I don't know. I dream of genie artificial intelligence. I don't know. I tried to make a joke there. Didn't work. Jay's looking at his phone. Jay just wants to go.
I've talked about this at length now.
You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com, or you can comment to this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @translationmon on Twitter, and you can find us on Lost in Translation on Instagram, Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and a Reddit thread in the Atmon subreddit, and we'd appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher. We have a website, and you can check out our Apple rankings. You should do that. And we also have a release schedule. You should check that out too. You can also donate to our Patreon, which is linked in the description, from as little as $1 a month. $1 a month gets you access to a Lister Slack chat group, but higher levels get you exclusive notes, information, early and unedited episode recordings, the ability to suggest discussion topics, Skype calls with May and Jay, and more.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who has a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Stevie, who is Stevie Padawan on Tumblr and is currently taking commissions, Ruching Long, who you can find at twitch.tv/Ruching Long, Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuck Mon, Ishbal Bamba, Hiro Olato, who is at Hiro Olato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who is Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who is at WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Chisai, who is, you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr, Corey, Kyle, the Lady Bugman, whose anime blog you can read at baguburagu.wordpress.com, Small Wolfie, who is on Topastic as Small Wolfie and has a comic there called Eden of Melancholy, Tom, Glitch Goat, Azra McCool, Nicholas, Gene Hackmon, Matthew, Anthony, who is at Antoclassic on Twitter, Lizmet, who is Elecmon on Tumblr, Sithobi, Ellie Vorg, who is Ellie Vorg on Tumblr, Sporky McForkinspoon, who hosts a Digimon podcast called Going Digital, Megan, Kaliek, Neo, Jams, and the Time Optimist.
You can also make a one-off donation on our PayPal, which can be found linked in the description. It is paypal.me/Ergimon. Make sure Les knows the podcast. See you guys next time. Bye! Bye.